Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
With Klopp cater crazy, what can Genie wish for? By Ollie Emerson. With the Liverpool fan base going crazy over Paul Joyce's 8 minutes past midnight truth bombs and continued links to the marvellous Naby Keita, one must feel for Jorginho Wijnaldum, although he's currently enjoying a well-earned break from football and seemingly posing for a series of well-crafted Grand Theft Auto covers. The Dutchman would be forgiven for considering his place in the Liverpool squad amid all the Keita links. Why Ginny? If Liverpool are, as many believe, going to prize Leipzig's finest asset away from them for a club record-breaking sum this summer, then he's going to start. Make no mistake there. Sorry to the Lallana fans, sorry to the Wijnaldum fans, sorry to the Henderson fans, and sorry to the Chan fans. Naby Keita would come in and demand a place, blowing each of them out of the water. The only player in the Liverpool squad who seemingly has a midfield place nailed down for the next season is Felipe Coutinho, who, ironically, spent the majority of last season in the front three. The logic seems to be that Coutinho will drop back and leave Adam Lallana competing with him for the most advanced spot in a midfield three. Emre Can and Jordan Henderson would fight it out for the deepest role, with Wijnaldum seemingly claiming the midfield spot, a role he shone in last season. That remaining midfield role would likely be Keita's, with few questions asked. It seems unfair on Wijnaldum, who had a fantastic 2016-17 season. The Dirk Kuyt of big games, goals against Chelsea, Manchester City and Arsenal, were complemented by combative and measured performances against those further down in the league. He had the world at his feet as he plucked a Xabi Alonso pass out of the air to assist Roberto Firmino's winner against Stoke City, a goal that helped Liverpool clinch a top four spot by a point. Therefore, replacing him would seem harsh. However, when a world-class player of Keita's quality wants to join you, a club can't decline. What for Wijnaldum? However, there is light at the end of a Naby Keita-shaped tunnel for Wijnaldum. Despite being forced out by the Ghanaian, theoretically of course, he'd still remain a prominent part of Jurgen Klopp's squad for a huge season, where Liverpool can expect to play upwards of 60 games if they wish to be successful. All the senior players will get game time, something that Wijnaldum's versatility complements. Having shone in centre midfield last season, he'd certainly be the logical replacement if Keita ever needed resting or was injured. The Dutchman could even partner Keita with Can or Henderson behind them in games where Klopp potentially wanted some extra defensive nous or wanted to push Coutinho into the front three. Wijnaldum could play ahead of Keita in the role taken up by Lallana this season, having played most of his football for Newcastle and in Holland as part of the front four. His talents extend to the front three, with most Liverpool fans able to remember how he lashed four past Norwich in a single game when he played there for Newcastle. Luis Suarez style. Wijnaldum's abilities are certainly alternate to those of Mo Salah and Sadio Mane, but could help Liverpool in certain games, or even Champions League ties. Imagine defending a tight lead in the second leg with a midfield and attack compromising of Emre Can, Naby Keita, Felipe Coutinho, Jorginho Wijnaldum and Roberto Firmino, countering to a rapid Mane or Salah on the break. Given his pivotal role in Liverpool's campaign last season, it's easy to forget that Manny expected Wijnaldum to be a rotation option when he came in from Newcastle around this time last year. It's possible that he may have been if the campaigns of Jordan Henderson and Emre Can hadn't been so severely disrupted by injury, Therefore, it's fairly plausible to envisage that Klopp views Wijnaldum as a rotation option once he's assembled his squad. It's also easy to forget that a centre midfield isn't his natural position in the slightest. It is, in fact, quite a revelation that Wijnaldum excels so well there, especially in a Liverpool team that focuses on scoring goals rather than preventing them. All those skills open up doors for Wijnaldum this season, even if it is Naby Keita who's brought to unpick locks against the worst teams in the league. You know, this piece here by Ollie goes to the heart of a really important issue that, again, I think we've discussed in the past that Liverpool fans have really got to get their heads around, and that is the idea that we can have two top players for, if not every position, then most positions. And therefore, you have a situation where perhaps Jorginho Wijnaldum might not be guaranteed his start. I would say he might be a little bit higher up the pecking order than Ollie is assuming he is here. Maybe I'm completely wrong on that. Maybe Ollie's called it spot on. But one way or the other, I think the issue behind what we're getting at here with the specific example of Wijnaldum is that idea of having multiple top-notch players for multiple positions. And if we don't have that, then we don't have a realistic chance of challenging, certainly not across a European campaign as well. So I find this incredibly encouraging. The little whispers about Coutinho sort of rattle everybody today. Hopefully that's nonsense and hopefully he stays around, because we are getting kind of close, if Keita does come in, to that lovely situation where you've got really top-notch cover or alternates, if not cover. If a guy's not doing well, you can bring another guy who's equally good in. And that's just marvellous. That's where you have to be if you're going to win things. And let's face it, that's what every one of us is hoping for next season and for many seasons to come.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.